Tom.com today.
Bring up what you want. We're talking about the 20 things, or 20 of the things, probably more than 20, but 20 things that rich people do every day. This courtesy of Dave Ramsey and his website, which is citing Tom Corley and richhabits.net. So these are things that the rich do supposedly every day that the poor do not, or very, very few poor people in comparison do not. We're going to continue down that list, and also you are welcome to share your thoughts and bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Of course, other things in the news to discuss, and if we get a chance, Blockbuster, it's over for them. We can talk more about what that means here in a few moments. So, again, toll-free number 855-453, that number brought to you by ProXPN. Maybe you want to add your thoughts into this discussion about what habits separate rich from poor. So we're going to continue down the list here. Number three on the list. Oh, let's go back to number two. 80% of the wealthy are focused on accomplishing some single goal. Only 12% of the poor do this. Now, I've got more than one goal at any given time, and I don't know if they're suggesting that poor people have more than one goal, but I think if you've got a single goal, you probably have sub-goals and goals that kind of make up that main goal.
I wonder, I don't know entirely what they mean either.
Yeah.
But is it what they're saying is that you have a greater goal and a lesser goal, and these lesser goals that you have all sort of achieve that greater goal? In your case, I would say that it would be, achieving human liberty in your lifetime. Like, that seems to be what you're about. And whereas, you know, maybe for me it's having a good life or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't think that something that ethereal and you know, nonspecific is something that anybody can claim. So it doesn't, none of that really makes any sense to me. However, I think that goal setting is extraordinarily important when it comes to being successful.
Yeah, this is something that I learned early on, and they do talk a little bit more about that here in a moment, but something I learned early on in life, and I'm grateful that I did. I didn't get a whole lot of out-of-network marketing, but I did learn about how to set goals for myself. And one of the things they touch on here in a moment is how many people actually write down their goals. We'll continue and get to that, because that's a really important factor. Let's go on, though. Number three, 76% of wealthy people exercise aerobically 4 days per week. 23% of poor people do this. Now, you could argue that a wealthy person has more disposable time and income, and therefore more ability to engage in that sort of exercising.
Sounds like a reasonably good argument.
But, you know, you could also argue that if exercise is important, you can make the time to do so. So there's that. Number four, 63% of wealthy people listen to audiobooks during commute to work versus 5% for poor people.
Yeah, I think that this is this speaks to how you're looking to spend your time. And if you want to have a better life, yeah, I think you got to start with the foundations. You got to start with building, and the foundation is your brain. You got to be about achieving something, and audiobooks are great for that. They're essentially programming for your mind. I mean, do you really need to be sitting around and listening to the classic rock station play Crazy Train
one 10,000th time.
More time? I mean, it's a great song, no
Play
doubt.
Some Skinner,
you know. But God, really? I mean, I almost never listen to music radio, and it's I don't listen to music generally, but sometimes I'll want to hear a specific song.
Now, let's include podcasts in this as well. I mean, spoken word versus music, I think, is more engaging as far as your mind is concerned.
Yeah, I think that, well, so when I listen to liberty-oriented stuff, sometimes I'll listen to the different liberty-oriented stuff simply for educational purposes. I like the Complete Liberty podcast. I like School Sucks. I like Stefan Molyneux. I like Bad Quaker. And I like ones that I feel like I'm – and I also like Dan Carlin's Hardcore History.
Mm-hmm.
I like ones where I feel like I've walked away with something. Mm. And, you know, with Free Talk Live, what we hope to provide are the basics of the ideas of liberty, conversations about specific areas and things like that. And, you know, hopefully you're getting that, too.
Number five, 81% of wealthy people maintain a to-do list versus 19% for the poor. Now, this is, to some extent, a goal sheet, right? A to-do list is the equivalent of a goal sheet, but they're short-term goals. Number nine on this list is related. 67% of wealthy write down their goals versus 17% for the poor. So usually with goals, with goal setting, you know, if I recall correctly, the way you want to do it is look for the big vision first. You know, what do you want to see for your life? What do you want, you know, 10 years down the road, for instance? What do you want your life to be? And kind of create that vision for yourself. And then figure out, well, what do you need to do to get to that point? Because obviously you're not going to jump to that immediately. So what sort of sub-goals are necessary in order for you to accomplish your big goals? And then those sub-goals, what do you need to do to reach those goals? How can you put yourself, your life into action today to work towards those goals? And that's where like a to-do list would come into play. I mean, if you ever look at the webcam, I constantly have these little yellow sheets of paper on the desk, and those are usually my tasks at hand. And, you know, I get through it and I cross it off. There's a cool little website called Workflowy as well, which I don't use as often as I would like to. For whatever reason, I like the piece of paper and the pen, but I really enjoy the Workflowy because it's a way to really do a, like a brain dump of stuff that's important, goals, things you want to accomplish, and keep it online. You can access it anywhere. It's pretty cool.
I use Google's calendar system and email. So
they have a to-do list, don't they, with the Google?
They may very well, but I don't use it that way. What I'll do is I'll write a calendar item to do, and then when it comes up in a time, you know, I'll put it up at a time that I think I need to do it. And then when it comes up, I'll either do it or move it on.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's fine if you want to move it on. It's relatively easy to just pick it up and drag it to the next spot.
You've got a priority at any given moment.
Right. And, you know, that's the same as with emails is, you know, I get a lot of the work I have to do through email. And if, for instance, somebody says they want me to do something and they contact me through Facebook or, you know, whatever, I'll ask them to send me an email. Just because for me, that's a really great way to kind of, you know, it's a ad hoc to-do list.
Absolutely true. Anytime you can keep your goals in front of you, then they're more present. They're on your mind. You're more likely to accomplish them. If you don't have a goal sheet or a goal list, then what are you working towards? If you don't know where you're going in life, how can you ever expect to get there? So map it out and keep it front and center. Look at it every day. Look at it more than once a day if you can. You know, look at it in the morning when you're eating breakfast. Look at it. You know, it's better to spend your time on that than
you got
to
keep looking at it, because if you keep looking at it, you're going to feel bad that you haven't done anything. So if you keep looking at it, you will do things on the list.
But the problem is continuing to do the goals. I remember
the problem is continuing to look.
To look. Thank you.
If you continue to look, you will continue to do the goals.
Well,
if you set it down and you say, I don't want to look at this. Yeah. That's when you don't do them.
Well, there's also the chance that you could just stop doing them. I remember when I was when I say doing them, I mean writing them down in the first place.
Okay.
Well,
I don't write them down. I used to do your system.
Yeah.
You and I used to work together.
Yeah.
Your system simply doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
And that's why I have a different system that works for me. So I know that whenever I get an idea, generally I'm sitting in front of a computer most of the day, or hopefully I'm out doing some work or exercising or something like that. When I get an idea, I attempt to record that idea in whatever way I can. I then attempt to get that idea either into one of my systems, which is
where you are in front of on a daily basis,
the calendar or the email. If it doesn't get into one of those systems, it isn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
So I can, every time I have an idea, I can choose to preserve that idea, or I can choose to let that idea go. And that's a decision I have to make. And as long as I know the consequences, it's fine.
63% of wealthy parents make their children read two or more nonfiction books per month versus 3% for poor.
Right. And all of their children hate them for it.
Right. Number seven. I don't agree with making you know, young people do things against their will if you can avoid it. I like the kind of the hands-off parenting ideas that have been proposed by some people.
I do too, but I also kind of worry about I don't know.
There must be a way to encourage that behavior without forcing it.
Yeah, I just worry about spoiled kids, I guess.
Set the example. You know, show them that you're reading these books and talk to them about them and ask them, hey, what do you want to read? Or that kind of thing. 855-450-FREE. You can share your tips. We're not even halfway through this list. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Get ready. Get set for the holidays for less at Lumber Liquidators' huge flooring sale. Save on over 150 floors, including first quality laminate from 49 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from only $1.69 per square foot. Beautiful bamboo up to 15% off our incredibly low prices. Plus, save on great holiday gifts or floor them with a gift card. And get special financing. Hurry. Get a great deal on a new floor just in time for the holidays. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com. Or your store for your holiday deal today.
Did you know coffee is the second most absorbent crop on Earth? Most coffee at grocery stores and chains contains banned pesticides and has a high mold content. Seriously, we're proud to partner with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to provide the best of the best coffee, BuzzBox coffee. Try a free pound today. You cover shipping. 10% of future purchases benefit our efforts to give the gift of human freedom throughout the world. At least 100 World Vision microfinance loans. For more information, go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 11th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1284.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1330.86, $665.43 for a half ounce, or $332.72 for a quarter ounce. That's $330.86, $665.43, and $332.72.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system, and a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. If you'd like, 855-450-FREE, that's the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. You like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, get your shopping taken care of. You can do that over at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter the online websites that sell things like Amazon or Newegg through our site, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. So whatever you're looking to buy, they probably sell it through Amazon. I just got a couple interesting things today, and I'm amazed to have just stumbled across this technology. We'll see how it actually pans out. Allie, our Friday night co-host, posted about these boots that she was thinking about buying that have heaters in them. Like, you plug the boots in, and then, you know, when you go out for the day, you've got warm boots. That seemed like a cool idea, so I was just kind of Googling for heated boots, and I found they actually have, believe it or not, heated insoles. And this is a relatively new product on the scene that seems like a better idea than boots, because then you can put them in whatever shoes you want. And they're like $100 on Amazon. And the idea is, you know, you charge this thing up. It's not one of those things with like a battery pack on the outside. The battery's actually built into the insole. So it's this self-contained device. And you charge up these insoles while you're at home. You put them in your shoes. And if you're going to go out and, like, for instance, like I might do, go out and be outside to do some sort of activism or whatever. And my feet get cold, man.
How about working?
Sometimes. Yeah, some people work too, or hunters are really into these sorts of things. If you're going to be outside in the cold for a long period of time, these things might work for like 4 or 5 hours to keep your feet warm. So I'm like, wow, I'm going to try this. $100. I mean, if this works, like this, some of these reviewers are saying, that'll be an amazing deal. And then also they had, I was looking also at hand warming devices, because, you know, I've had these, what are they, the chemical packs?
Yes, I used those.
I've never actually used one. I've got them, and I tell myself, I don't want to spend $1 every time I want to keep my hands warm. It seems ridiculous.
You're saving it.
Saving it for an emergency, yeah, or something like that. So I do have those for, like, emergency purposes, but they also have, like, Zippo's got a hand warming device that's kind of, you know, Zippo fluid powered, but there's also electric ones, which... There's one of them that you can plug into a USB port. So I got one of these from Amazon. You plug it into a USB port, it charges, and it warms your... It's like a hand-warming device, and also it doubles as a battery charger for your cell phone. This is great. This is a brilliant product. So anyway, Amazon. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you can get all kinds of stuff there. And Free Talk
Live, all great gifts for Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. And it is that time, so certainly start thinking about that.
If you've been trying to get some bitcoins, if you've been thinking about getting bitcoins, the place to do it is cashintocoins.com. I was speaking to somebody today. He wanted to talk about getting into bitcoins. And I told him, look, the easiest way to get bitcoins is cashintocoins.com. And you know, for your information, all you need to do for cashintocoins.com is you're going to need an internet connection. You need to go to cashintocoins.com, and you need to click on, you know, like, get bitcoins, I think is what it says there. And once you do, it's going to give you a few options as far as bank accounts go. And it's Bank of America, Wells Fargo, or credit unions. Mm-hmm. And now the credit unions have to have shared branching. There are some credit unions that don't. You want to call ahead to the credit union to make sure they've got shared branching before you go and choose that credit union. And you'll get a bank account number. You can go to those places. In many cases, you will not be asked for an ID. But if you are asked, you can choose whether or not you want to give it. There's no good reason why you would have to have an ID to make a deposit. Here's standing orders to all banking officials listening here. Anybody can make a deposit into my account, and you need not badger them for any kind of information. Yeah. Just go ahead and let them deposit money in my account, please. Please stop messing with people that want to put money in my account. Mm. So anyway, that's beside the point. Cashintocoins.com. You can just make the deposit. You take a picture of the receipt. Within a few minutes to a couple of hours, you will have your bitcoins in your wallet that you have already told them that you want.
It's so easy.
It's really easy. Cashintocoins.com. Their fees? Very reasonable. As a matter of fact, all orders under $40 carry no fee whatsoever. They're safe, fast, legal, easy. Customer service is their top priority.
Cashintocoins.com. All right, so back to the 20 things that rich people do that they say do every day that poor people just generally don't do. So, and this is, by the way, not really an everyday thing. It's kind of a general tagline here. Number 7, for instance, this is not an everyday thing. 70% of wealthy parents make their children volunteer 10 hours or more per month versus only 3%. For poor families.
So here is a really great way if you want to get your children to do some kind of work like that.
Mm.
they're going to mirror the adults in their lives.
Yeah, yeah. Set the example.
If they respect you and think you're a good person, then, and you do whatever it is you think is a good idea, then, you know, that's more likely. Now, if you want to embark on this, have a conversation with your kids. Say, hey, what do you think about this? This is what I was thinking is as a family, we would do this. You know, this volunteering thing or that volunteering thing. Is there something you're interested in and people you want to help, something you want to get involved in? This whole rich people make their kids do this thing.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of making somebody do something.
I think that it's...
Get them to want to do it.
Then they're going to do it
with enthusiasm. You know, you don't want somebody to be somewhere they don't want to be. You don't want to be, you know, the volunteer who's there under the threat of duress, because those are the worst.
I'm here because my dad's going to take away my allowance if I don't do it.
Number 8. I don't know what this means, Mark. 80% of wealthy make HBD calls versus 11% of poor. What is an HBD call?
I'm not sure.
HBD, according to, internet slang, certainly not HBD. Happy birthday? Is that what that means?
I don't know.
Happy birthday?
I don't know what HBD is.
Not sure why that would have anything to do with whether you're wealthy or not. Maybe cultivating relationships with the people you care about is a good thing for wealthy people. Number 9. Let me know if you know what HBD calls are. Number 9, 67% of wealthy write down their goals versus 17% of the poor. We touched on that earlier. Very important to write your goals down. Keep those goals in front of you. Review them on a regular
basis. Happy birthday calls, I guess.
It must be. Number 10, 88% of wealthy people read for 30 minutes or more every day for education or career reasons versus 2% for the poor.
That's only going to work. You know, yeah. I mean, it's going to work to a lesser or greater extent depending on the individual, but reading books that help you do your job better, whether they're inspirational or whether they're, technical, that's only going to make you better.
Let's go to Gardner Goldsmith on the line in New Hampshire, listening via LRN.FM. Gard.
Hey, guys, how are you?
What's up, man?
Hey, nothing much. I'm sorry I couldn't make it over to the convention, by the way. It sounded like it was great.
It was great. But the good news is there is video of every single panel and every speaker that will be being released over at keenvention.info and also freekeen.com.
Just hearing about your conversation about how to try to combat the aggression of the state and whether or not one uses violence or whether that's morally acceptable or productive. That itself would be fascinating for me to watch because I'm fascinated by that. But I've also been really interested. I've been listening to your show pretty much from the beginning tonight, guys. And not only was it great to hear you talk about the secession movement and, you know, you got that call from Jared earlier, very insightful. And your responses always make me think, oh, I wouldn't have thought of that. That was great, Mark. That was
Gardner,
great.
Stand by. We'll get to the gist of your call here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Mark.
We invite you over to the website. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. News updates, you get them via email if you prefer, or follow us via Facebook, Google+, or Twitter. Go to news.freetalklive.com. The news, now the email updates are the most critical news about the show, like new affiliates and things like that, the most important stuff. And then you'll get other news and information on our Google+, Twitter, and Facebook, like the stuff we're talking about on the air. We post those articles, and then there's also various things during the daytime that gets posted there, too. So go and enjoy news.freetalklive.com.
So we were just talking about getting some Bitcoin, and there's two things in having Bitcoins. You need to have the Bitcoins, and you need to have a wallet in which to place the Bitcoins. You mayn't have Bitcoins without a wallet, and a wallet is pretty much a useless account without Bitcoins in it. Well, you know how to get Bitcoins because you use cashinthecoins.com. To get the best online wallet for free, you go to blockchain.info. It's really easy. You go to blockchain.info, you click wallet. There's lots and lots of tools for all kinds of different things in the Bitcoin world there at blockchain. Don't let that befuddle you. You can go get a free wallet today, and I think they've recently celebrated their half a millionth wallet. And the claim is that there are millions of Bitcoin users around the world. And they've even got tools there, by the way, that make it easy for you to receive your Bitcoins anonymously. So get your free wallet today at blockchain.info.
855-450-FREE. We go back to Gardner Goldsmith. He is the host of Liberty Conspiracy at libertyconspiracy.com and happens to be on the phone with us tonight. Gard, what did you want to share with us?
Well, I've been listening to your show, guys, and It's always interesting when you talk about liberty-oriented things, and also very interesting when you get to talk about just personal ideas and things like that. And the question from one of your callers about trying to, you know, get through supporting liberty without getting very frustrated and burning out in a way, I'm sort of paraphrasing, it reminded me of one thing I wanted to make sure that I mentioned. I was going to call a little bit earlier, and I didn't get the chance, but it also sort of ties in with this conversation that you're having about the habits of people who are wealthy versus people who aren't wealthy and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes it might be correlated, maybe it's not causative, but it's very interesting to hear nonetheless. And I was thinking, as far as, you know, trying to de-stress and things like that, I read a very interesting short book. It was a nonfiction thing by Albert Camus one time. It was called The Myth of Sisyphus. And you remember Sisyphus was the mythological figure who was cursed to have to keep pushing a stone, big rock.
The rock, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
So, yeah, and he'd push the rock up to the top of the hill. Every day, the rock would roll back down, crushing him in a terrible, horrifying manner. And then he would be sort of magically regenerated or whatever and have his next day of rock pushing.
Right, yeah. Well, and in a way, like Sisyphus, it described that he had to go back down the mountain and get the rock and go back up the mountain again and push it back up again. And Sisyphus's the lesson that he drew out of this was that for a short period of time, even though he had that, you know, awful burden that he had to carry, for a short period of time, he was free. And even as long as he put himself in the right frame of mind, he could think of things, he could do things, and not, it was up to him to not get depressed. So obviously it was metaphorical or allegorical to life and the burdens that we have in life, and to say, look, if you're getting frustrated by things, it might sound stupid and it might sound saccharine, but if you can make an effort to change your attitude about things, if you can make an effort to put yourself in another person's shoes or find a fun way to get around it or just say, hey, you know what, I'm only on life so long. Maybe I'm seeing it the wrong way. I'm just going to pull away. You know, it doesn't mean you're not going to confront someone, but it means you're not going to get depressed and frustrated and burn yourself out. And we who, you know, have to look at these stories every day and talk about issues and watch the comings and goings of these pernicious people in the political world who are doing things that oftentimes they think are right, you know, it gets us frustrated and it gets me frustrated. So it's always one of those things where you're trying to sort of find that Zen way of getting through it. And the other thing that I was thinking of is, and I'd love to get your comments on this, guys, when you're talking about the habits of people who are successful in business or whatever it might be or wealthy, I was thinking, you know, as a person who has to sit down and try to make myself right, and you guys running your own business, you know, you have to make yourself do it. It's slightly different than if you're employed by someone and you've got a job and you know, okay, now I'm getting up and I'm going to that thing because the job itself provides its own carrots and sticks. Whereas we have to do it ourselves. And I don't want to make it sound like, you know, everyone who works for himself is a saint and everyone who works for someone else is somehow has it easy, because that's not the way I want to, you know, frame it. But the mental approach that you guys take and that maybe I take too, maybe they're similar, and actually saying to yourself, okay, I've got to focus, I've got to create my own goals and make myself do it. I'd be very interested to hear what you guys have to say on that, and I'll just let it go after this.
Well, I know that for me, it's very difficult it's not hard for me to set my own goals, but there are certain things about running my own business that are more difficult than being just plugged into a job. I mean, when I had a job, I knew where I needed to be. I knew what time I needed to be there. I was expected. There were things that were expected of me. As, you know, while people expect me to come on the air and do the radio show, you know, there's nobody expecting me to get up in the morning and call the radio stations. At least nobody I have to answer to about that. Mark may not like it, but if he doesn't like it, he can go pound sand. But right. Now that that's changed for me recently, because we brought Daryl on board to do affiliate relations, and Daryl comes over to the office every morning at the same time, and you know, while he has a key to get in, he could just, you know, let himself in and do his make his calls to the radio stations.
He would know that you're upstairs sleeping.
He would know that I'm not there for some reason. And so I feel obligated now to be there on time every day. I haven't missed a single day. I've been on time every day. And before Daryl started, I swear to you, man, I was barely getting up once or twice a week on time. And that was on a good week. So something about the incentives for me, when I have something to do for someone else, I'm more motivated to do it. I don't know if this is the case for Mark at all, but for me, it definitely is the case.
I think it's a personality type.
Okay.
Yep.
What do you mean?
Some personalities are more motivated for doing other things for other people than they are for themselves.
So that's my answer to you, Gar. Does that satisfy you?
Yeah. It's interesting to compare notes on this because, as you know, when I try to write a story or something like that, sometimes when you have more time in the day, because you're the one who sets your own schedule, mm-hmm. you procrastinate, you find a lot of other things to do,
and like
that
Facebook.
Actually can, exactly, yeah, and it's, that itself can lead to frustration, and I think people who achieve their own goals and are successful in their own worlds, I'd be fascinated to see those people who went out and struck on their own, how they focused, and I think you guys are great examples of that. So it was sort of a tangent to what you were talking about here. To you know, those who are wealthy and what their habits are, because I think you guys are great examples of achieving success, but making yourselves do it. And I don't even know, you know, whether or not you've ever considered talking to people about that. But as a person who recently in writing has had to make myself do it, I was like, gee, you know, this is a lot different than working for somebody else. It's really a different deal. So anyway, thanks, guys.
Yeah, you're rewarded based on your efforts and your efforts alone. I thank you, Gard, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. That's Gardner Goldsmith, by the way, from LibertyConspiracy.com. So 855-450-FREE. We continue on this list of 20 things the rich do every day, according to a website called RichHabits.net, as cited by Dave Ramsey, who is a talk show host, kind of a self-improvement, sort of money improvement talk show host. Number 11, 6% of wealthy people will say what is on their mind versus 69% of poor people.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So don't say what's on your mind.
Generally, there have been times where I've kept my mouth shut, where I thought something and thought better of saying it, and it was probably for the best.
Well, yeah, I mean, I...
You can't say something nice, for instance. Don't say anything at all. Your mom ever tell you that one?
Yeah, I don't know. Withholding the truth? I don't know. It's tough.
Well, now, there's one thing to withhold the truth, but if you just say what's on your mind, sometimes you'll say something you regret.
That is
whereas
the truth,
if you
though,
just
right?
Take
it's on your
moment,
mind.
If you just take a moment to think a little further before you blurt out something, maybe that would be a smarter move. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll-free line. You can share your thoughts in the remaining moments, which are imminent.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here at 855-453. That is the toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
And we invite you to the website. Just go to freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features. And if you like the show, you can become an amplifier. Touched on it earlier that we are bringing Daryl on board, our Monday night co-host, to help the show, to contact radio stations, to bring more stations on board. That's what I do in the morning, is I call radio stations. Daryl is now doing it with me. We're calling more stations as a result of that. And that, you know, calling more stations just means more of them are likely to take the show, put the ideas of liberty on the airwaves.
It's the oldest and most effective form of advertising is having a sales force.
And you can help us with that by helping us earn matching funds to bring Daryl on board. Because we really don't have a whole lot of money here. And so what you can do to help is give $5 a month to the AMP program. That $5 will be matched. We have matching funds pledged up to $950 per month. And what we decided, we talked a little bit further yesterday, we brought Daryl on board for most of the month of October last month, but not a whole month. And so basically we're going to kind of just eat the costs on that first month. Essentially, we also had a generous donor step up to help pay for the first month. We're going to run the month from start to finish. So the first through the end of the month will be the full month. So we're still raising that $950. We're still working toward that goal here this month. And you can do that by going to amp.freetalklive.com. You can help us out. You can use any major credit card. You can use PayPal, whatever your preference, through amp.freetalklive.com. You can also do one-time contributions if you just want to throw something at us, you know, not do a monthly thing, just want to throw something in. You can do that, too. The one-time contributions will also be matched. Thanks to these generous donors, and thanks to you for doing $5 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com. We will put it to good use. And Daryl, by the way, has already quit his other job. He's ready. He's doing this. I mean, this is what he's in for.
He's counting on us, and we're counting on you.
Exactly. So, again, amp.freetalklive.com. Thanks in advance for that. It makes a big difference.
So the School Sucks Project, it's a podcast, and you can go check it out at schoolsucksproject.com. On it, they talk about real education and deconstruct state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, history, critical thinking, parenting techniques, personal growth, and better communication strategies. It's great. If you want to find out more about education. It's schoolsuckedproject.com.
All right, let's continue here on this list of 20 things that, according to richhabits.net, that rich people do every day, that poor people, not so much. Number 12, 79% of wealthy people network for 5 hours or more each month versus 16% for poor people. Now, how do you do that? What does that mean, you network for 5 hours per month?
I have no idea.
I don't either. Maybe we're not wealthy enough, Mark, to...
Is being at a bar networking?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, are we talking about, like, maybe, for instance, how about what do they have, these young business people,
yes,
young entrepreneurs associations?
Networking meetings, yeah.
Yeah, so networking, like meetings specifically set up to do this. Keenvention would be considered networking, going and being around other people that you don't necessarily know, but who might share an interest, mm-hmm, and connecting with those folks. Number 13, 67% of wealthy people watch...
One thing's for certain is that likely your client isn't in your business, some businesses.
In your
retail.
Industry? Yeah.
Well, likely not in the buildings that you inhabit most.
Sure.
They're not in your house. They're not in your they're not in your office. You've got to go out to find them or call them or in some way connect with them. And so networking's a good way to find sort of new things, you know, look for new places to prospect and find new things. This is also true in looking for mates. You know, your mate is not in your living room. You need to get out.
Number 13, 67% of wealthy people watch 1 hour or less of television every day versus 23% of poor people watching 1 hour or less of television. I know, for instance, this week I'm using television as a reward system for me because I'm so far behind in my to-do list and things I need to do.
I do rewards with video games.
I am not going to watch, the most recent episode of Walking Dead until I've finished my email box. And as a result of that, today I actually put a couple new shows on LRN.fm. So we've got the brand new little newscast thing called Day Page. And also, there's the Black Sheep Rising podcast is now on board. So that was one of the things I've been meaning to get done for a long time. But yeah, TV is just going to suck away your productivity. It's going to suck away the hours of your day, and before you know it, you're going to bed, and you haven't done anything. Number 14, 6% of wealthy people watch reality television versus 78% for poor people. I wonder why that is. Is because the poor people are interested in the lives of others, and so therefore are, you know, more likely to watch reality television as opposed to being focused on their own life?
Anytime I'm watching reality television, I'm usually yucking it up at the morons.
Yeah.
And I think that there's an incentive to display people that way. You know, when you got country people out chasing alligators or, you know, one of my favorites is My Big Fat American Gypsy Wedding. I mean, if you haven't, you've never seen anything like this, people. But, you know, I mean, reality TV to some extent is kind of just showing, hey, look at these dum-dums.
15. The numbers here say 44% of wealthy people wake up 3 hours before work starts versus 3% of poor people.
Yeah, getting up early, I have heard, is a very good thing for being wealthy.
Oh my goodness, I can't even imagine that. But I can tell you, the few times I have done it, it's felt really good.
Well, it depends on what you call work. I mean, the fact is, yeah, Ian, that you and I work most of the time we're awake.
That's true. Yeah.
So, I mean, you're awake, and then how long from the time that you open your eyes to when you're doing your first bit of work?
Not long. I mean,
right.
Sometimes
you brushed your teeth, yeah, eliminated, wandered, yeah, downstairs, and gotten started. Right?
Yeah.
Same with me.
74% of wealthy people teach good daily success habits to their children versus 1% for poor people. 17. 84% of wealthy.
How do you get that number? Where would you get that number?
There's no citations here, Mark.
Yes.
So you're gonna have to take their word for it. Number. Of course. How would a poor person be able to teach good success habits to their children? They're poor for a reason. Usually a lot of cases because
of
their bad habits.
Who's deciding what success habits are?
Well, we're talking about some of them here, right? Like setting goals for yourself, for instance, or not, not throwing away all your disposable income on alcohol and cigarettes.
I think that by and large, this is a good list. I think that to some extent, some of the claims are dubious.
Number 17, 84% of wealthy people believe good habits create opportunity luck versus 4% for poor people.
Yeah, I heard a great quote, which is something to the effect of luck comes to the person who gets out there and does the work every day.
Here's a related one. Number 18, 76% of wealthy people believe bad habits create detrimental luck versus 9% for poor people. Number 19, 86% of wealthy people believe in lifelong educational self-improvement versus 5% for poor people. And finally, number 20, 86% of wealthy love to read versus 26% of poor people.
Mm. Well, there you go. I mean, I think reading and listening to edifying things through, I like audiobooks when you're in the car rather than listening to just the same old music stations. I think there's a place in one's life for music, and for some people it's really important, but it's a real opportunity you've got if you're doing some kind of commute, whether you're driving or somebody else is.
Now, those are a lot of hours that you could be using to enrich yourself. Now, not to say... There's sometimes I just don't want to listen to talk anything. I just get burned out on it, and I just want to listen to some music. So certainly not something that you should do, or if you don't feel like it, you shouldn't do it all. You shouldn't force yourself to listen to something that, you're not really interested in. If you don't feel the drive to listen to it, then it's probably the wrong thing.
But if it's, I think first you have to convince yourself it's a good idea to start listening to something.
True. That's true. But yeah,
whatever that might be.
Whatever that it is that you're interested in, whatever sort of enriching product, like you said, you like the hardcore history podcasts. Mm-hmm. I'm always, if I'm listening to talk, it's LRN.FM because I'm program director and I need to listen to that.
But LRN.FM really is awesome because it'll spoon feed you the sort of different Liberty shows. So I don't have to go out and look for downloads of any given show. Mm-hmm. I can just turn on LRN.FM and I'll get a show that I like more or less. But at the very least, they're talking about the ideas of liberty. And I find that personally to be very, that's what I want to listen to. If there's a talk station I want to listen to, it's LRN.FM. And I don't have as much to do with it. You're the program director. I do almost nothing with LRN.FM. And I'm still, really impressed with it as far as the product goes.
Thanks. So I hope that was somewhat useful for folks, because even if you could implement just some of these things, I think the most important thing on this list of 20, for me at least, besides being positive, this tie this in with the positive thinking discussion that we had before. You can tie those two things together and you'll probably be more successful. But the goal setting and the looking at the goals, I think to me that's been one of the most important things I've done for my life to be as successful as I am. However successful that is in comparison to others, probably not so much. But we'll see you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Musicians, the best day to get deals on the gear you want is Black Friday, and Guitar Center stores are currently loading up in preparation. But there's no need to wait for the big day. We're kicking off the doorbusters early. It's Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday. Now through Thanksgiving, score an insane in-store daily deal. As much as 80% off list on vocal mics, headphones, drumsticks, ukuleles, and more. Grab a daily doorbuster available from 10 to 1 in-store only as Guitar Center counts down to Black Friday.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.